Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 3rd of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
At around the same time, a man in his 50s died when the car he was driving hit a ditch.
Three killed in two separate road crashes and Jeffrey Donaldson due back in court later. Plus we'll have all of the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a woman and her young daughter have been killed in a road crash in County Mayo. They died when the car they were in hit a lorry near Swinford. Gardaí are also investigating the death of a man in a separate crash in County Westmeath. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
In County Mayo, a collision between a car and a lorry claimed the lives of a woman in her 40s and a young girl, believed to be from the same family, on the N26 between Foxford and Swinford. It happened shortly before 6 p.m. yesterday evening. The driver of the lorry was taken to hospital with injuries that are understood to be non-life-threatening, while the road was closed with diversions put in place until further notice. At around the same time, a man in his 50s died when the car he was driving hit a ditch on the R395 at Castle Pollard in County Westmeath. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to either collision to come forward, especially any road users who may have camera footage from either scene.
A formal hearing of the Labour Court takes place this afternoon, which will lead to a recommendation to resolve the pay row between pilots and Aer Lingus management. So far, nearly 400 flights have been cancelled, while members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association conduct a work-to-rule action. Our reporter Andrew Louth has more.
This intervention by the Labour Court came following marathon talks between them and the two disputing parties on Monday. IALPA had been looking for a nearly 24% pay rise, but they have since said they would be willing to move on that, understood to be down to around 21%. However, Aer Lingus says extra flexibility and productivity would be sought in exchange for increases above 12.25%, which is the rise it has paid to other workers with the airline. IALPA says Aer Lingus was unwilling to move on that demand following the 8-hour talks on Monday. Both sides had until close of business yesterday to make submissions for the hearing, which will be heard this lunchtime. The Labour Court will then retire to consider the submissions and issue a recommendation, which is expected to be by the end of this week.
Jeffrey Donaldson is to appear in court later, charged with historical sex offences. The former DUP leader was charged back in March and is expected to face fresh charges today, Tara Griffiths reports.
The 61-year-old is required to attend Newry Magistrates Court in person this morning for a preliminary inquiry. His wife, Eleanor, a co-accused in the case, will also appear. Donaldson resigned as the leader of the DUP after he was charged earlier this year. In a letter to the party, he said he would strenuously contest the charges against him.
The quality of Ireland's drinking water remains very high. The EPA says 99.7% of samples from public water supplies were compliant with acceptable limits of both chemicals and bacteria. However, the number of people being served by at-risk water supplies rose again last year to 561,000, up from 481,000 people the year before. RTE journalists are concerned the government is not on the side of staff. Union representatives met to discuss the state broadcaster's new five-year strategy, while RTE representatives appeared before the Oireachtas Media Committee last night. Seamus Dooley from the NUJ says members are concerned that outsourcing programme content could threaten their jobs.
It's fair to say that there is general scepticism about the plan, and in the context of RTE more, questions than answers. The document is short on detail, but there is a general concern among everyone in RTE, regardless of what area they work in, about the decision to what we see as outsourcing both The Late Late Show and Fair City.
Up to a quarter of a million children may go without a hot meal over the summer months. The Children's Rights Alliance says many kids will suffer from holiday hunger until the new school term begins. Children of lone parents are more at risk of deprivation, with 7.5% of single parents unable to afford a roast once a week. Dr. Naomi Feely of the Children's Rights Alliance is calling on the government to put initiatives in place to address the issue.
for so many families right across Ireland, they've really benefited from the government's increased investment in school meals. And for many children, that is a real vital lifeline for them throughout the school term. What we are really calling for in Budget 2025 is for the government to invest funding in the development of a pilot scheme that would look at how can we address this issue of holiday hunger.
With just a day to go until the UK general election, a familiar face has returned to the campaign trail. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is backing the Tories to remain in number 10. He's been speaking at a rally in London before voters head to the polls.
There's only one thing to do. Vote Conservative on Thursday, my friends. And I know you will.
In entertainment news, EastEnders is going to feature a storyline raising awareness of increasing cases of spiking. Viewers will see Anna Knight having something put in her drink while on a night out. At the end of the episode, which airs on July 16th, there'll be a QR code which people can scan to watch a mini-series showing the signs of spiking to look out for. And in sport, in Gaelic games, Davy Fitzgerald has stepped down as Waterford senior hurling manager. The Clare native had been in charge for the past 2 years and had another year left on his three-year term. However, he's decided to step away now. In a statement issued to the Irish Examiner, Fitzgerald thanked his backroom team, the county chairman, and wished everyone involved in Waterford GAA every success in the future. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.